Jay Buxbaum here on behalf of MASC. And MASC has been around for nearly 25 years, addressing the needs of the community in addiction and other challenges that families face throughout the metropolitan and even across the world. And you'd wonder why Jay Buxbaum from Kedem would be promoting MASC. And I'll tell you why, because we're very sensitive here that this is a problem that needs to be addressed, and that drinking responsibly is how you have to do it, if at all. So Jay Buxbaum here telling you that MASC's been around for 25 years almost, addressing 113,000 families over those 25 years. Please, now is the time to donate at maskparents.org. That's maskparents with an S, .org. And if you need help, they are the most wonderful resource to go to, point you in the right direction. Call MASC at 718-758-0400. And don't forget to tune in to the MASC show every Thursday night on Zeb Brenner's WSNR 620 AM and WVIP on the FM at 93.5 in HD2. This is Jay Buxbaum on behalf of MASC, that's right, urging you to please donate today to maskparents.org.
Good evening and welcome back to MASC's weekly radio show on Family Matters. MASC, mothers and fathers align, saving kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles, including addiction. If you know somebody that needs a referral for a therapist, an inpatient or outpatient program, please give us a call at 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. You may want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually sit next to in shul. Our number, remember, all calls are kept strictly confidential. Our number again, 718-758-0400. If anyone wants to have a parent support group by Zoom, give us a call. We're still having those groups, the very strong groups. So just call us so we can get you onto them. We will send you the link. It's easy. Give us a call, 718-758-0400. Tonight, everybody is very, very nervous about what is going on in Israel, and we're all suffering with everybody in Israel. No matter where we live, everybody is struggling with high emotions. And I'm so glad that we were able to get on with us Dr. Barry Holzer, who's not only a psychiatrist for many more years than MASC has been in existence, and we are in our 26th year, but also he is the president of Nefesh International, which is such an important worldwide organization of therapists around the world, from Jewish therapists around the world. So I would like to welcome you on. I know how busy you are, and I'm so glad you made time tonight to come on at this very, very emotional, busy time for you. Welcome. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. We're hanging in there.
Good. I'm glad that you're available, and I want to talk about Nefesh first for my listeners to understand why we're on tonight about Nefesh. Can you tell my listeners about the organization, please?
So Nefesh was formed back in the early 1990s by a group of mental health professionals when mental health was really not spoken about in the Orthodox community, to really help the community understand more about mental health support the community and support the mental health providers. And over the years, Nefesh has not only responded to community needs, but has developed the trainings and programs so that the people, the room providers in the community have the best training and the best knowledge and the best support available.
So, Dr. Holzer, you do every year, you have a conference. You want to speak about the conference? Because we are coming up to December.
Yes. So our conference is the last weekend of December this year, Baruch Hashem in Hapag, New York. And it really brings together Orthodox mental health professionals from all over the world. And we, Baruch Hashem, have some of the best and brightest speakers on a whole variety of topics. We've been able to, you know, train our therapists in, and make them aware of a variety of modalities. We have many trauma-trained therapists now and so forth. And we really, Baruch Hashem, we get from the entire spectrum of the firm community. So we, you know, from the very Hasidish and from Lakewood and from modern Orthodox and from the cross. And one thing Nefesh has always had is tremendous achdus, that we all get along really well because we're all there for a purpose, to really help Am Yisrael get through their most difficult times.
And those times we are all going through right now with the war in Israel, and it affects everyone around the world. So I would like to give a shout out to Ohel for partnering with MASK and Nefesh for a Shabbos of mental health awareness. And Nefesh is the leaders in this Shabbos that I wanted you to speak about so that everyone could ask their local rabbi of their synagogue to sign up for this program. And before I ask you to talk about it, I also want to give a shout out to all the participating organizations, which includes the Jewish Board and Family and Children's Services, Chazak, Interborough, Count Force, the United Task Force, Touro University, the OU, Orthodox Union, the RAGE Organization, High Lifeline, BJX, the SAFE Foundation, Young Israel of Rabbis, and I think we have one more, the RCA. So I'd like to publicly recognize all of them and thank them. Tiskula Mitzvah, let us all together, like Dr. Holzer said, Achdus, we all are in it together. And now we're asking the community's help in having their rabbis get on and register. And if your rabbi is too busy to register, ask him permission for you to register for your individual shul. And Dr. Holzer will tell you how to go about that. Please.
Yes. So for Shabbos Parshas Toldos, November 17th, 18th, is the week we've selected for the Shabbos of Mental Health Awareness. We are very excited to have partners of MASK and Ohel, and we really thank MASK. I thank MASK for allowing me to be here today for all the amazing work that they do. But we, as you see, we really tried to partner with as many organizations as possible because we just feel the mental health awareness, as much work as we've done over the past 30 years, really trying to bring greater awareness and acceptance of mental health within the community. We feel there's always more work that needs to be done. We want people to have access and to know how to get access to any help they might need. And people be aware. I still have people coming to my office, you know, who didn't think that they, you know, they needed help, weren't aware of that help was available, whether it be for, you know, anxiety or depression or ADD or whatever the issue might be. Raising awareness is always very helpful so that, you know, it normalizes it, it makes it more accessible to people, and it makes people more comfortable reaching out.
So, Dr. Holzer, if somebody is interested in signing up, where do they go? I know they can reach out to the NetFish office or do it online. Do you want to give out the information?
Yes, please? So they can please go to nefesh.org, N-E-F-E-S-H.org, and you'll see right there the ability to sign up. You know, we have, you know, the things to the conference there, but also we have, you know, a place to sign up for, you know, the Shabbos of Mental Health Awareness.
Let's give out the number.
Yes. So let me get you.
I'll give out the number.
Go ahead. Do you have the number there?
Yep, I do. Give me 1 minute. And that is 201-384-0048. And you can speak with either Rabbi Hammer or Alice, and they will help get your shul signed up. Dr. Holzer, can you speak about suggested topics that are going to be spoken about by therapists in the shuls?
Yes. So, you know, we had a list of suggested topics, starting with coping with anxiety. I think, unfortunately, now it is very timely, coping with anxiety and trauma, because the entire Jewish people has been traumatized. And everybody deals with trauma differently. And some people are more resilient and handle it better than others. Others have other histories of trauma that this really ignites. But things like coping with anxiety, striking a healthy work-life balance, you know, helping children succeed, and recognizing, you know, the problems that children might have. You know, we often overlook, we don't think children have emotional issues, but they often do. As a child psychiatrist, I can tell you it's there. You know, and recognizing that your emotional and mental health is just as important as your physical health. And in fact, mental health impacts physical health in a variety of ways. You know, half the visits to gastroenterologists, to dermatologists, and most back pain is all related to people's dealing with the stress and difficulty with anxiety and so forth. So, you know, it's recognizing our mental health challenges and being able to address them is really very, you know, important to everyone.
Thank you. So, Dr. Holzer, we train therapists at NEFESH, and this is one of the rare times that you actually go into communities. You don't usually do programs for communities. It's usually for the professionals.
So I will tell you that when NEFESH started, we started by doing community programs because nobody else was doing them. Baruch Hashem, you know, about 8 or 10 years in, a number of other organizations started doing many community programs. And so we refocused for what we felt was a greater need at that point, as we had a growing number of from professionals. But, you know, we recognize that, you know, this, you know, it's sort of a things sometimes go in waves. And at this time, we feel it was really important to reach out again to the community, and really make sure that people are aware of what's going on, and what is available for them, and to really sensitize people more, not only for their own issues, but to be sensitive to the issues of their neighbors and their children and their, you know, their friends and relatives.
But Nefesh is not a referral agency. So anybody that wants a referral for therapists, there are referral agencies out there, including MASC, and now a number again, 718-758-0400. Dr. Holzer.
And that is part of why we want to have this and have all these organizations partner with us, so people are aware of the multiple resources that are available. Because very often, a lot of people don't know that the, you know, MASC is available and a variety of other resources, you know, as you know, you've mentioned many of our partners before. So knowing what's available is very valuable. And I think this will help, you know, the community recognize what we've developed in terms of services and what they can take advantage of.
Right. And I think it's important that we also let people know that you do trainings in different neighborhoods in the five towns in Brooklyn and any other neighborhood that is interested in having trainings for your local therapist. Give us a call at Nefesh, and both Alice and Rabbi Hammer will be available to coordinate and help you have a program.
So Nefesh really has been going back, and we've always done community programs. With COVID, that shut down our in-person programs for quite a while. We've gone back over the past year plus to doing community programs again, and we're doing now probably more than ever. And we're very excited about them, and our therapists are very excited to come and to learn and to network and to join. But we still do many online programs, and every time there's a need, like right now, we have support programs for therapists online that, you know, we did hundreds during COVID. We're doing them again now, and we still have our, you know, help people with trainings that are Shabbos friendly and so forth. Most trainings now are online again, but you know, we have our listserv, we have WhatsApp groups, we have so many ways that we're able to network and help each other. And so people can find the, in other words, the best available resources, you know, so that your mental health professional has the all the resources available, because We are the network, and we're available to them.
I'd like you to speak a moment about picking a therapist and how important it is that they have supervision, please.
Yes. So one of the things we've come out with and we've started advertising is really we have our own, you know, list of what we consider really important qualifications for therapists, and the what therapists should be, you know, have in terms of their A, credentials, B, what it means to be going to a professional and what you should expect, and the fact that professionals should be continuously learning. And learning means not only they get trainings, they have supervision, whether it's peer supervision, whether it's, you know, supervision from somebody with greater experience. And we have facilitated and encouraged all of our members to really do this. And as part of our Shabbos of Mental Health Awareness, we will also continue to be advertising, you know, our, you know, list of, you know, what people should know and expect. And we have a whole flyer about this, and that hopefully if you don't see it in your local paper, you will see it on Shabbos, November 17th, 18th. And because having professionals is one of the things that Nefesh really pushed for in the Frum community, that when you go to somebody, they should be trained, they should be licensed, they should have good supervision. You should feel like if I'm going to somebody, I know I'm getting proper quality, and I'm going to somebody I can trust, and we want to make sure that that's available to everyone in our community.
Thank you. That's so important. And we believe that everyone, when making an appointment by a therapist, it is okay to ask, are you being supervised and by whom? I want to go back to the Shabbos of mental health and self-care. And I just want to say that Nefesh and partners are going to arrange mental health professionals to speak at your local shul on the topic of the choice of your rabbi and your shul during Shabbos. We're working collaboratively with each interested shul to choose their own topics and prepare the discussion. Again, I want to thank all of the sponsors and participating organizations. Both Ohel and MASK are sponsoring with Nefesh, who is the lead organization in doing this Shabbos of mental health. And we want to thank, on behalf of Ohel, Nefesh, and MASK, we want to thank Chazak for partnering, Interboro Developmental and Consultation Center, the Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services, Count Force, all the United Task Force agencies, anyone interested in knowing what agencies are under the United Task Force can go online. They are all listed there. There's around almost 40 organizations. Truro University, the OU Orthodox Union, the RAGE USA organization, High Lifeline, the RCA, the Brooklyn Jewish Experience, BJX, the SAFE Foundation, and the Young Israel of Rabbis. So kol hakavod for everyone that is partnering in this important Shabbos of mental health awareness and self-care. And anyone interested in being a part of this, having a therapist come to your local shul, please go online to nefesh.org and you will be able to sign up or call 201-384-0048 and they will be able to help you sign up and answer all your questions. Dr. Holzer.
Yes, so if you go to on the nefesh.org, just go to community events and you'll see the flyer and it has all the information so you can sign up there to register. Okay.
So I want to go on just for a moment to speak about our upcoming Brooklyn Community Summit. And I want to thank those sponsors, the Spartak Bicholim, and again, Interboro Developmental and Consultation Center with Nefesh doing a summit in Brooklyn, again, to train, educate, and a networking event. Let's thank those therapists, the Simha organization, Lynx, the SAFE Foundation, Operation Survival, Truro University, Ezra Medical Center, and OHEL and MASK. Do you want to just speak a few moments about that program for therapists?
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be an really innovative, amazing networking program for people really to get their, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of therapists who are our members and many who are not, who are in Brooklyn, who are serving the firm community. And this is going to be an amazing experience for them, not just to learn, but to really to meet one another and to learn from one another and to learn what each has to offer so that we can, you know, really network and know the skills that are out there and what our therapists in the community have available. So I think it's going to be a wonderful event, and you know, it's going to be really, we haven't had an event in Brooklyn in quite a long time because of COVID. So this, I think, is a very special event for us. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we've had events in Lakewood in the Five Towns, and we are doing another event in the Five Towns in November, on November 5th, because it was, Baruch Hashem, so successful the last time. So we are looking forward to doing another event, and this one is going to have just amazing speakers, and we expect an even larger crowd. And we're very excited about how many people we've been able to bring together. And, you know, I'm on these WhatsApp groups and how people really help each other with resources, help each other with answering questions and knowledge and so forth. It's real, I think, been helpful for me personally and for everybody who's joined.
I just want to tell everyone that the event in Brooklyn on Wednesday, October 25th, just so that you know, it will be for therapists, not for the community members, just for therapists from the community. And it will be different. There's a, from Rabbi David Goldwasser, from Kahal B'nai Yitzchak. There's going to be networking program and breakout clinical discussion about crisis in Israel. There will be discussions that are going to be facilitated by Dr. Trish Tia, Dr. Aviva Bieberfeld, Audrey Grazi, Rivki Jungreis, Dr. Hindi Klein, Shlomo Lieberman, Robin Shaul, Dr. Benjamin Tepfer, Efrat Turk, and some of the breakout clinical discussions, which are going to be spoken about, which include the crisis in Israel, our addictions, EMDR and play therapy, experiential approaches in therapy, somatic IFS, transference triggers and self-care, and trauma treatment and interventions. But let's go back to Shabbos and mental health. And before I close up and thank you, I just want to repeat that anyone that wants to have their rabbi sign up may be too busy, then you take the initiative, or your rabbi, get permission, sign up your local shul at nefesh.org. Please go on. You will see it under community events, or give a call to the office at 201-384-0048. And we have Alice and Rabbi Hammer that is ready to help sign your shuls on. If you don't want to ask your rabbi and you'd rather somebody, one of the sponsors or the Nefesh office request, give us a call at Nefesh and we will reach out to your local rabbi. So thank you, Dr. Holzer.
Thank you, Kama. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I appreciate everything MASK does and what you do for our community. So I can't thank you enough for this opportunity and for all your efforts.
Thank you. And I want to wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos. And always remember, hang in, hold on, and for now, still virtually, hug tight. Tonight's show is in memory of Rivka Bas Yisroel. I'm Yisroel Chai. Good night.
I'm Zaki Tamir, a New York City lawyer with 20 years of practice. I use AI for increased precision and cost efficiency, drafting wills and trusts at lightning speed. You don't have to be a millionaire to protect your family. Learn how to save your assets from unwarranted creditors and probate, or how to save boatloads of cash and avoidable taxes. This is not only about the money. It's about your name and legacy. Get the peace of mind your family deserves. At Cambridge, we shape legacies. To hear more, join me live on the radio every Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. on WSNR Radio 620 on the AM dial. For a free call with one of our experienced lawyers, call 212-444-9970. That's 212-444-9970. Or online at getawill.nyc. Your legacy, our priority.
You are listening to Talk Line Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.